Nearly 2 years have passed since the accident that changed the Collins brothers' lives.
We weren't rich like to say, hey, we could travel the world, but we wasn't worried about our mortgage, our putting gas in our truck, putting food on the table. And now those things become worryful.
Nick and his brother Paul are fourth generation oystermen.
But in the 90% of the area that was affected, where all we have is dead shells.
Just like his own 12-year-old son, Nick has been in the family business since he was just a boy. Now he's not sure he can provide his son the same kind of job security as his father did.
You know, as my dad wanted me to go to college, and I didn't. This was, go where? I'm going Austrian. You know, this is our legacy.
Shortly after the disaster, a $20 billion fund was set up to pay those affected by the spill. The Collins Oyster Company received $44,000. Nick got $14,000, but he says it's not enough.
BP needs to man up and say, we killed Louisiana's oyster industry, because they did. Louisiana produced 80% of the United States' oysters. Now we don't.
They don't live down here, you know?
Yeah.
They don't see what's happening, you know?
Washington lawyer Kenneth Feinberg was appointed by BP and the Obama administration to implement and administer the fund. Nick and many others in the area have criticized the ad hoc distribution of the money. But Feinberg says the criticism goes with the territory.
You got to understand that people have suffered terribly. Death, physical injury, economic loss, very emotional. And you carefully empathize, try and understand where they're coming from, these claimants. But at the end of the day, you do a professional job, and that's what you've been asked to do, so you do it.
Before the oil spill, Collins Oyster Company used to average 60 to 80 sacks of oysters a day, about 2,700 to 3,600 kilograms. Last year, things got so bad the company had to shut down for a period. And the company where the Collins brothers sold their oysters for decades is no longer buying them.
Morning, P&J. May I help you?
Al Soseri, who runs P&J Oyster Processors and Distributors with his brother, says he now only has two part-time employees. He says the hardest thing was laying off all the people he grew up with.
It's more than just employees. They were family members. We knew their kids. They knew our kids. But this has been one of the most difficult things that I've been able to handle emotionally.
I can't make people whole if they're going to lose seven generations of institutional memory. I can't do that. Money can't do that. I could only do the best I can to give people some financial help transitioning and moving forward.
I see some businesses that are 100 years old, and they're celebrating, you know. And we're 100 years old, and there's nothing to celebrate about. But, we still have hope.
That's all we got left.
You know, if we don't have hope, what do we got?
BP recently released a statement saying it has now settled with the oil spill victims. But Nick says he has not received anything. Until he does, he says, he plans on just making ends meet and keeping hope alive for the next generation, too. Tala Hadavi, VOA News, Golden Meadow, Louisiana.